All right, it's 14 past. Let's talk maybe some SUVs and trucks.
I got my first truck.
Very short version of that.
It was not good.
Oh, darn. Okay. Well, let's bring her up and talk to her. We got somebody who's really smart about cars and trucks.
That's right. We got Kathleen Morosky. She's the marketing manager for Chevrolet Traverse and Equinox. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
We have you for a few minutes here. We want to talk about the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show. And it's starting up, coming up just this weekend. And I guess really very anticipated automotive showcase.
This is kind of the granddaddy, is it not?
Yeah, that's why it's called North American International Auto Show. It's the biggest one. It's global. We've got media and press from all over the world.
I get 800,000 visitors are going to come by. That's a lot of T-shirts and pens and stuff to give out.
That's a lot of people.
For sure. Tell us a little bit. My friend just bought an Equinox, I guess. So that's really the answer. Everybody's driving a car like this nowadays.
Is this a new restyle, redesign, new generation for the Equinox this year?
It is. It's all new. It's everything inside and out. It's absolutely fabulous. The exterior is spot on, head turning. Customers are going to love it.
All right. And also, we've got a new Trax, too. Is that right? And the Trax is a little bit different from the Equinox. Smaller, bigger?
Yeah, the Trax is smaller. And it is, we did have some redesign of the Trax as well. And, I mean, in this hot crossover segment, I mean, we've got now three. We've got the Trax, which is the smaller one. We have, which is in the small SUV family. We have the Equinox, which is the middle vehicle, which is in the compact SUV segment. And then we just revealed the all-new 2018 Traverse yesterday, which is in the mid SUV segment.
I was wondering about do you ever see like electric cars in this kind of a car?
They're working on it, I'm sure.
Is that happening soon?
Yeah.
I don't know. Stay tuned. You never know.
She's
just around the corner.
We'll just have to keep our eyes open for 2018.
Kathleen, current gas prices have been down for quite a while here. They said that they've cut back on some things. Some of the other manufacturers are saying they've cut back on some of the smaller cars because the demand is now up for some of the SUVs and crossovers. We seem to be into the crossover segment now in a full definition between the SUV segment and the crossover segment. This is what the economy, you know, or the population wants. Are we going to see more and more bigger trucks and bigger things while gas prices are low? Or how do y'all stay ahead of the curve?
Yeah, really. What do you know?
Well, it's interesting because you're right. The crossover SUV segment is hot. This is where everybody's migrating to. Everybody wants one. And, you know, product planning and things like that happen years in advance.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, it's just whether or not you like our research and things like that, how we read the market. And obviously, production numbers can fluctuate up and down depending on, you know, what we see as demand for a product. So, I mean, I think that, you know, we're in a great place right now because we have the broadest and freshest lineup of crossovers and SUVs in the industry.
Let me ask you this. Things are getting smaller. The electronics, we're able to do so many more things. You can check the atmosphere on the moon if you want to see what it is up there from your cars. What has General Motors got in here this year coming up at this particular show up in Detroit that's some of the new technology that y'all have joined in or maybe ahead of the curve on everybody else, too?
I think the greatest thing, especially in this 2018 Traverse, is that we have all of the safety features. We have, you know, adaptive cruise. We have front automatic low-speed and high-speed automatic braking, and we have pedestrian braking. So, I mean, a lot of these great new technologies and safety features mm-hmm. are, I mean, it's loaded with all the advanced safety technology.
Can you explain the cruise that you talked about? Freddie kind of looked at me, and I think I know what it is, but can you explain what that new cruise is?
Oh, the adaptive cruise?
Yes.
It's actually
yeah.
pretty neat. I tested it out a couple months ago, and so if you're driving on the freeway, you can actually, you set your cruise control, and the vehicle will sense when you're coming closer to a vehicle in front of you, and it will actually adjust your speed and slow you down to keep you, you know, in distance, and you don't have to, like, put it on the, you know, take the cruise off and then drift back and then reset it. It automatically adjusts like that according to sensing vehicles are in front of you.
Thank God, because that's why I don't use cruise. That's why everybody does.
That's my wife also.
I'm so afraid that something's going to happen and I'm not going to hit that brake in time. And, oh, it makes me so nervous.
Well, some of the amenities you're talking about, Kathleen, are not just, you know, like waving the foot under the back bumper and the door pops up. But you're talking about lane awareness and blind spot awareness and stuff. And when you're changing lanes, whether those lanes are full. These are really some of the great safety features that we're able to pull out of the technology in 2017, 2018.
Yes, they are. And the other cool, I mean, I know you brought up the gesture liftgate, and that's really a cool feature, but we kind of took it a step further.
Ooh.
Where we project the emblem of the Chevy bow tie on the ground.
So that's where you touch it.
That's getting up there with fun.
You can wave your foot exactly in the exact spot you need to. It's pretty neat.
That is neat.
It is neat.
Well, Kathleen Murawski, it's really great speaking with you from the Detroit North American International Auto Show in Detroit, Michigan. I hope it's warm enough for you up there.
It actually snowed this morning.
Oh, geez.
Well, you're used to that. You sound like you're from a close by up there.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you're really not expecting 6 inches of snow and drive in at 7 a.m. to the auto show. But.
Well, have a wonderful weekend and
good luck
to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. I appreciate being here.
Sure. All right. 20 past. Oh, that must be fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's the job I want. What's that, another Clemson fan?
That's a Clemson fan right there.
All right. Hey, the game's over.